Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
And rebound volleyball to Buddy Hield. Moody has it. 4:30 left. Curry steps out. Far side, pass to the right corner. Buddy Hield is there. Shot's up. The shot's good. And Buddy Hield has found his stroke. It is 127-103. Let's put the headset on. How you doing there tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Not too bad. 20 points in 23 minutes, 4 of 8. It seemed like the shot, which you, historically you've been a guy that heats up as the season goes along. You know, were you doing anything different in latter days to get yourself going offensively?
sorry. You know what? Just keep staying in the fight, man. That's all you can do. Just staying in the fight and keep trusting God, keep trusting the work, and let everything happen.
You know, the offense as a whole, you know, Steve Kerr said he wanted to tweak some things, get back to some principles. What did you guys work on in that day of practice?
Just trying to get back to our old self, you know, get back to get our swagger back, you know, playing to Steph and to Jimmy. Man, it's never going to be perfect, you know, but we try to limit the mistakes as possible as we can. And, you know, once we can play our basketball and Steph can get hot and control the game and we play off of him.
It seemed like they got up to that 11-0 start, buddy, and then Jimmy kind of said, okay, let's get the ball to the paint and kick it out, and he got to the free throw line a couple times, got the ball to the rim a couple times. Is he a guy that when maybe the perimeter game isn't going, he kind of takes it on himself to be in attack mode a little bit more?
You know, he's an aggressor, and, you know, if you find a way to settle our team down, you know, sometimes you can see the ball get a rim and get in the hole. And just being around the crowd, you know, he'd be anxious to get one in the hole. But he's good at that, and he's one of the best in the league, so getting to the foul line, keeping everybody settled.
How big a deal for that for that defensively for you guys is that, buddy, keeping the ball out of the paint so then you don't got to have your defense rotating all over the place?
Just stay in the right spots, stay in our principles, and keep playing, connecting the dots, you know, everybody playing for each other, being the gaps, and contesting threes and box and finishing with a box out and without no fouling.
34 assists for the Warriors tonight and only 10 turnovers. That's a pretty good sight to see.
Yeah, it's a pretty good sight, man. Once we get over in the 30 assist mark, we're great.
Yes, historically that has been true. Buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Right. Yes,
Buddy Hield, our guest, 134-117. The final score, Golden State with the win. Tim Roy topside here in the DoorDash broadcast booth as the Warriors win 134-117. And the Warriors started the second quarter on a 21-0 run. First such start to a quarter regular or postseason since 97-98. Last NBA team to do it was the Thunder. They started a fourth quarter on a 24-0 run last year in February. And last time the Warriors had a 21-0 run any time in the game was March 20th, 2024, a 22-0 run against Memphis between quarters 2 and 3. So, man.
I wonder what the largest run in NBA history is.
It has to be, I would assume, Lakers against Kings in the 40-4 quarter. 29-0.
Was it 29-0?
Wow.
29-0. Man, wow. That's a run. That's a run. Can we go home now?
There were a couple of runs in when Dallas had a couple of years where they won like 12 games and 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm pretty sure they were on the downside of some monster runs.
Man, that's rough. That is just rough.
So what did you like about tonight from the Warrior perspective?
I like the little things. We talked about in the beginning of the game. They just took care of business. I mean, a lot of this, when you start looking at points in the paint, second chance points, all that, they're slanted toward the Jazz, but they were slanted after the Warriors had the big lead. So they did what they were supposed to do, right? You're not going to – I didn't learn a whole lot in this game that I didn't know going in to this game. It was just nice to see for them – that it was validated. Like, this is how we win. Like, this is how we're going to have to win. It's not going to be the show it was when they were winning championships and everything was pretty and it was fun and the ball was whizzing around and they were dead knocking down perimeter shots and Steph's doing his thing. Klay's doing his thing. KD's doing. I mean, it just that was beautiful basketball. The Warriors' success, their formula for success, isn't going to be like that pretty. Very few teams can match that. So it's going to have to be a little grimier, a little grittier, and it's going to start with the defense, keeping teams out of the paint, which I thought they did a reasonable job of tonight, even though the points in the paint won't tell you that. I think when the game was on the line and when it mattered, I think they did. Rebounding, even though they're not big, and tonight they missed two of their better rebounders in Horford and Draymond. So I thought they did a good job of battling on the glass. They gave up 14, I think it was 14 offensive rebounds is what they gave up. But, you know, that was on 52 misses. So it's not terrible. I mean, 27%, something like that. So it's not a terrible number. But it's going to have to be a team that the little things are going to matter. And I think you saw that tonight. The little things added up. And the high assist, low turnover. Is it going to be like that against the better teams? No, it's not. You're probably not going to have 34-10 ratio against the better teams. But they know what their formula to success is. And you know, the more you can do that, and the more that it's ingrained in you, no matter who you're playing, you say, okay, this is the way that we're going to have to – this is the way we're going to have to play.
By the way, did you see that 20 of their 34 assists came from their starting front line?
I did see that.
Wow.
That was pretty amazing. I mean, the backcourt, the starting backcourt had two assists.
Yeah.
Two. Steph had two. Moody had none. And then you had 8, 7, and 5 with Gary Payton Butler post. Now, I did not see that coming.
No.
I mean, 34 assists for a Warriors team isn't that surprising. But when it's dispersed that way, that is surprising.
Well, a couple of things here. I just think it was good for them to have a nice, not relaxed, but you know what I mean. They had some fun tonight. Different guys saw shots fall. Buddy Hield saw some shots fall tonight. You know, that's good for him. He's had struggled a little bit. You know, Moses took a lot of shots tonight. But he hit a couple tonight, and Quentin Post made a contribution. So I think for a lot of these guys, it's kind of a take the lid off game. You know, relax. Okay, things are going to be okay. Now I got a tough game coming up against Houston on Wednesday. Even without Kevin Durant, that's a tough team, and you got to deal with Şengün, and then you got to deal with Dylan Brooks, and you got to deal with him.
I'm not Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks in Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix. That's right. Yes, I'm sorry.
You got to deal with Thompson.
Thompson.
You got to deal with Thompson.
Why did I think he was still there?
Because it happens. That's why. Because he's always in your nightmares.
Maybe because I've been on like 8 plane flights in the last 3 days.
See, that'll do it.
That'll do it. Yeah,
that'll do it. I mean, those are their two. Those are their two best players.
Oh, Thompson's so much fun.
He's so much fun to watch. He's really fun to watch. Yeah, I call those games hand rides. Like you're getting after it, but you don't got to go to the whip. It's just a hand ride. You get it all the way home. Little horse racing term for you there, Tim.
There you go.
Just a hand ride is what that one was. But that's what you should do, dude.
Now I got to go home and watch Let It Ride.
There you go. I love that movie.
That is such an underrated movie.
It is very underrated.
And you know what?
He really, really likes me.
And I asked some people who are in horse racing, and they said, yeah, it's not exactly like it, but we knew, like with all the characters in there, we all knew somebody like that character.
Exactly. I've spent my time many, many a day at the track, and that one hit pretty close. Like, I mean, look, it's Hollywood, so of course it's going to be a little off, but yeah, I thought it was really, really, really good. But yeah, that's what you should do to a team that I think is inferior and coming off a back-to-back, traveling from Utah. So it just, you know, that's a tough travel schedule for the Jazz. So this is what should have happened in the game. And once they got over the Jazz kind of catching fire early in the game and settled down, then they did what you thought they would do. They scored 80 points over the second and third quarters and really took control of the game in those two quarters. But, you know, and now it gets tougher. You got Houston, as you said. Houston's a really good basketball team, with or without KD. And then I forget who do
New Orleans.
Who do it? New Orleans. Okay. And that's another one you should get. Like, you should get that when you're at home against the Pelicans. That's the one you should get. And then to
Oklahoma City.
In the homestand, you get the best team in the league. Who was?
By the way, the game on Wednesday is a cup game against the Rockets.
They're gonna have to. Didn't you say because of the point differential?
Point differential is gonna be really hard. So if you want to go to the cup, you got to win that one somehow, and hope the differential and the tiebreakers go your way. So Warriors were in the group of death, as they like to say with the World Cup. It was.
Yeah, I don't even know who's in the bracket. It's OKC in it?
Yes, I believe so.
And Houston?
Houston, Denver.
Denver, yeah. And Houston and OKC, maybe Portland.
Portland, yeah.
Is what it is, yeah. So OKC, obviously, they'd be going. Would you, if someone were to ask you right now and you said had to say yes or no this day, like yes, I would say they would or wouldn't. OKC going to win 70 this year?
Man. You know what they reminded me of?
Are they going to win 80?
The beginning of that road trip when they came in, when the Warriors started there in the road trip, they reminded me of the 16, 17, 17, 18, 18, 19 Warriors, where it didn't matter who was out that night. Somebody got plugged in. Bang.
Yeah.
You know, and everything stayed the same.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what they remind me of. And they're also playing with that confidence that you only get from winning a title. You could just tell. Things went bad for 2 minutes. Okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be okay. Nobody panicked. Nobody, you know, they're a well-oiled machine. I love Kevon.
We all love Kevon.
So
pros
so
pro.
Oh.
Absolute pros pro.
And you know what? What people forget, and maybe some of our younger fans forget, is that when he got to the Warriors, he had a lot of work to do. He had what, two hip surgeries?
Yeah.
It took him about 2 years to really get to where his body was right for basketball, and all the work he did behind the scenes so he could play. Just amazing. And, you know, how many times did we watch him? Oh, there's James Harden one-on-one. And Harden didn't get a blow-by or didn't get an easy shot because Kevon made him work. Just love that dude.
Well, it's interesting because I remember him at UCLA, and he was more of like a big wing. Like a big, long wing, and he turned into like...
He could handle. He was a high school point guard and had a growth spurt.
And then he turned into a center that was just a big, physical center. And just a really good screen setter, really smart guy. I don't think anybody's... I don't know what game it was. I want to say game 5 could have been game 6 against Memphis, where he had 22 rebounds.
Oh, yeah, 22.
I mean, and that's the game I think didn't Draymond and Steph like say, hey, we need Looney in the starting lineup.
Right.
And again, starting line, we had 22 rebounds that game. Like, he had some big moments for the Warriors. And, again, just a really, really good guy. I always appreciate guys that are always ready.
Yeah.
Whether I'm going to play 0 minutes, 5 minutes, 25 minutes, 35 minutes, whatever you need, I got you.
Last thing for you, and this is a personal note. I went down to see my daughter, who is 8 months pregnant. And
congratulations. That's so awesome.
And she has two cats. One is named Tubby. Tubby and I have a, like, okay, whatever relationship. Tubby walks by me, nods, keeps walking, right? But she has another cat. You know what they named their other cat?
Tubby and Flubby?
No.
No. Okay.
The Rock.
If you smell. Not The Rock. You can't name your cat two names.
The Rock.
It can't be two names.
So...
It's a rock.
Yeah.
Does he do the eyebrow?
No, but he is playful.
The people's eyebrow?
He is playful, you know. Got the plastic fishing thing and throw the line out. He goes after that.
Well, I know you're a dog person.
Yes.
I'm a dog and a cat person, so I'm going to let you know a little secret.
Okay.
Most cats are playful, too.
Yes.
Okay. Just going to let you know that. It's a little secret us cat owners know.
Well, it was so bad for me when my brother Mike had a cat. And he would go over his house, and I must have been allergic to that cat's dander because I would be like,
my
eyes would like swell up, and you know, I'd be sneezing the whole time. You know, I'm downing Dayquil and anything to try to dry out.
Yeah, we had friends that were allergic to cats, so you know, I said we had friends.
Yeah,
we just don't have friends anymore that aren't allergic to cats. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I just thought you were going to say you don't have friends.
No, my cats are part of the family, so I'm sorry.
Well, you did go to Arizona, and so did my daughter. They, You guys
Wildcats.
Both went to the U of A Wildcats.
There,
so,
you,
yeah,
go.
There you go.
There
so.
You go.
my school, Utica College, our animal symbol is a moose. So there you go.
Bro, good luck.
Fear the moose. UC, Utica College. Fear the moose, everybody.
Oh, man.
I always wear the sweatshirt of the moose. And people say, what's that? I went to Whatsamata U, you know.
They look at you and go, what are you talking about? What is this guy talking about over here?
I just alienated half the audience out there. Okay. Time to go. It's time.
And
this time it's on me.
Yeah, well, you
it's
do
on
it.
Me.
It
yeah.
is on you. I'll see you Wednesday.
All right. It's Tom Tolbert. I'm Tim.